Have you ever wondered why we cling so fiercely to emotions that hurt us? Anger feels justified in the moment, yet leaves destruction in its wake. The revolutionary insight at the heart of anger management is surprisingly counterintuitive. We actively choose our anger rather than having it forced upon us by circumstances. This perspective, blending ancient Stoic wisdom with modern psychology, offers a powerful framework for emotional freedom. When we understand that our interpretation of events, not the events themselves, creates our emotional responses, we unlock the door to genuine emotional control. The question isn't whether people treat us unfairly, they do, but rather how we choose to respond when they do. Ironically, anger hurts those we love most. We rarely explode at strangers. Instead, we unleash fury on spouses, children, friends, and colleagues. Jeff lost his marriage and children through explosive temper, while Nancy's jealous accusations drove away her fiancé. Both initially blamed others rather than accepting responsibility. In professional settings, the cost is equally steep. Poor anger management consistently ranks among top reasons for career derailment. Howard, an accounting agency owner, lost 5 skilled assistants in a year through screaming tantrums, severely damaging his business. The physical toll is perhaps most alarming. Research links chronic anger to heart disease, America's leading killer. Anger surges spike blood pressure, damaging arterial linings and allowing fatty deposits to accumulate. Medical students scoring high on hostility showed 4 to 5 times higher rates of coronary heart disease 25 years later. Despite abundant advice about managing anger, much of it simply doesn't work. The popular belief that venting reduces anger stems from outdated Freudian models. Research shows expressing rage triggers physiological patterns that damage arteries while reinforcing angry behavior. As one therapist notes, how do you become a really angry person? Practice, practice, practice. Similarly, avoiding conflict doesn't solve problems. They fester and grow. Marjorie's workplace avoidance led to being perceived as emotionally fragile and ultimately losing her job. While anger might achieve short-term compliance, it destroys trust and intimacy, as with Ned's family who walked on eggshells around him but secretly sabotaged his control. Rational emotive behavior therapy offers the ABC model for understanding anger. A. Activating experience, the external event. B. Belief system, your interpretation. And C. Consequence, your emotional response. Contrary to popular belief, A doesn't directly cause C. Your beliefs determine your response. This explains why people react differently to identical situations, like crime victims experiencing varying emotions to the same incident. The relationship works as C equals A times B, showing how beliefs amplify or diminish emotional reactions. While external circumstances often lie beyond our control, we retain power over our belief systems. Rage typically stems from 4 irrational beliefs. How absolutely awful it is for people to treat me so inconsiderately. Awfulizing. I can't stand their treating me that way. Low frustration tolerance. They absolutely should not behave so badly. Demanding. Because they're acting wickedly, they're terrible people. Global rating. These cognitive distortions condemn people's entire character based on specific behaviors. By evaluating behaviors rather than the whole person, you can maintain boundaries while avoiding destructive rage. 3 core irrational belief patterns typically underlie chronic anger. First, achievement and approval demands. I must do well and win approval or else I'm inadequate. This transforms criticism from helpful feedback into perceived proof of worthlessness, like when a worker rages at constructive suggestions rather than seeing growth opportunities. Second, irrational musts about others. Others must treat me considerately or they deserve punishment. This combative belief often triggers worse treatment from others, such as becoming furious when a friend cancels plans, interpreting it as a personal attack. Third, irrational musts about life conditions. The world must give me what I want when I want it. This creates low frustration tolerance, making you angry at unfavorable circumstances like traffic jams or slow service, treating inconveniences as personal affronts. Remember, while others may provoke your anger, they need your permission to succeed. You generate anger through irrational beliefs about unfair behaviors, often expressed as, "This is completely unacceptable," or "They have no right to treat me this way." The key to managing anger lies in systematically disputing irrational beliefs through a three-part process: detection, identifying irrational thoughts, discriminating, distinguishing between rational and irrational beliefs, and debating, challenging irrational beliefs with logic. The essential distinction is between rational preferences and irrational demands. Rational: I hate your verbal abuse and strongly prefer you stop it. While it's unpleasant, I can handle it. Irrational: you absolutely must not treat me with verbal abuse. It's completely unacceptable. To dispute, ask yourself, why is their unfairness awful rather than merely unfortunate? Where is it written that they must not treat me badly? What are the consequences of holding this belief? A crucial target is the tendency to globally rate people as horrible based on specific actions. This black-and-white thinking ignores human complexity. Even Gandhi had flaws, while notorious villains occasionally showed kindness. When you damn others for unfair behavior, you're engaging in the same absolutist thinking you criticize in them. "I can't stand it-itis" needs attention too. This belief assumes certain treatments are unbearable when they're merely unpleasant. Ask yourself, have I survived similar situations before? And am I confusing discomfort with disaster? REBT offers emotional and physical methods beyond cognitive techniques for managing anger. Unconditional self-acceptance means accepting yourself despite mistakes without harsh self-judgment. Rational emotive imagery involves visualizing anger triggers while practicing emotional regulation. Shame attacking exercises require deliberately doing embarrassing things to reduce anger's power through direct confrontation of shame. Assertion training helps express needs and boundaries effectively. Learning to refuse unwanted requests eliminates self-condemnation and anger that stems from unassertiveness. Physical relaxation techniques interrupt the body's anger response. Progressive muscle relaxation teaches you to recognize tension through systematically tensing and releasing muscle groups. With practice, you'll identify anger's early physical signals and calm yourself before rage fully develops. The journey toward emotional freedom begins with increasing your frustration tolerance by accepting that unfairness exists. Personal growth comes from facing frustration without complaint. Challenge your attributions. When frustrated, we often assume terrible intentions when people may simply be unaware or struggling themselves. When consumed by fury about those who've treated you unfairly, they become your focus and you lose yourself. As Ken Olson notes, hate is a means by which we punish and destroy ourselves for the actions of others. Don't expect perfection in handling anger. You'll sometimes respond poorly. These methods work with some people sometimes, but none are flawless. Experiment to find what works for you. Accepting your role in creating anger allows you to focus on solutions rather than becoming unhinged. By choosing rational responses over rage, you reclaim your emotional well-being and the freedom to live on your own terms.